Hello and welcome to this St. Saviour's service on the Sunday next before Lent. Our service consists of an opening prayer, the gospel reading for the day, a reflection, some intercessions, and a blessing. We begin with a prayer. Glorious God, on the holy mountain, you unveil the splendour of your only Son, in whom is the fullness of the law and prophets. Shine in the heart of your people, and fan to flame in them the gifts of your Holy Spirit, that what they have heard and seen they may go out and proclaim, as witnesses to the good news of your glory in Jesus Christ, who lives for ever and ever. Amen. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, chapter 9, verses 2 to 9. Jesus took with him Peter and James and John, and led them up a high mountain, apart by themselves, and he was transfigured before them, and his clothes became dazzling white, such as no one on earth could bleach them. And there appeared to them Elijah with Moses, who were talking with Jesus. Then Peter said to Jesus, Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three dwellings, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. He did not know what to say, for they were terrified. Then a cloud overshadowed them, and from the cloud there came a voice. This is my Son, the Beloved. Listen to him. Suddenly, when they looked around, they saw no one with them any more, but only Jesus. As they were coming down the mountain, he ordered them to tell no one about what they had seen, until after the Son of Man had risen from the dead. Here ends the reading. Today we stand just before the season of Lent, as it were, looking over it as it approaches. Perhaps we wonder what Lent will contain for us this year, and what we have to learn from it. The lectionary gives us this week the story of the transfiguration of Jesus. It's a marvellous story, but also a challenging one. Jesus goes up a high mountain, accompanied by Peter, James and John. There they experience the unexpected. As Mark describes the transfiguration, we get a sense that he's run out of words. He says Jesus' clothes shone with a dazzling brightness, such as no one on earth could bleach them. We can imagine Peter, James and John up there on the mountain, and the cloud coming down, obscuring everything, and then the voice from the cloud directed at them. It would have been awe-inspiring, but also puzzling. They wouldn't have known what to make of it. It was so different from what they had previously experienced. From time to time, we read of such amazing experiences. Here's a contemporary one. I was travelling on a bus, and the experience lasted only for a few seconds. There were three vivid impressions. The first was of a great brightness. The second was like a flash of insight, during which I seemed to understand the nature of things. I knew that it was good, and that all was well. And the third was a feeling that I was a vessel into which a great love was flowing from the centre of the brightness. As the experience left me, I became aware again of the other passengers. I felt an intense love for them all, although they were complete strangers to me. I would say I felt the presence of God. I'm sure this experience must have given the person on the bus a lot to think about. Not just to stand in awe of the experience or to enjoy the sense of specialness, but to think of what it might mean for their own life, now and on into the future. The disciples were also led to think about this. At first, Peter ran around trying to make a memorial to the experience. Then they all stopped as they heard a voice from the cloud. This is my Son, the Beloved, listen to him. Yes, they had recognized the specialness of Jesus, an insight they would take with them when they went down the mountain and got involved in ordinary life. But they would also heed that instruction, listen to him. As we recognise the specialness of Jesus, just as we are about to enter the intense season of Lent, let us also heed the words, listen to him. We turn to the Lord in prayer. Lord of majesty, whose glory we glimpse, albeit only briefly, strengthen us and your whole church. that we may come before you in expectation and reverence, worship you in spirit and in truth, listen to what you have to say, and follow you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We thank you for the glimpses of your glory that we experience while on earth. And we pray for this church, a house of prayer and worship, and all places in this parish where people draw closer to you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our world, which so much needs the glory of your presence. Give wisdom and guidance to legislators, negotiators, diplomats, and to all involved in the law, and grant our leaders humility in their work and in their lives. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, be near to all who have lost their vision, all who are depressed or anxious, those who are suffering at this time. We pray especially for those suffering from COVID-19, their friends and relatives, and all who care for them. Strengthen all those in the care sector. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We thank you for those who have died, who have set us an example in their life and witness. We pray that they may come to wholeness in your presence and know the peace of your glorious reign. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We rejoice with Blessed Mary, with Peter, James and John, with all who have gone before us in the faith, and with all the hosts of heaven, as we look forward to the promise of your glory through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. As we look for the coming of your kingdom, we pray as our Saviour has taught us, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and for ever. Amen. We conclude our service with a blessing. Christ Jesus, the splendour of the Father, and the image of his being, draw you to himself, that you may live in his light and share his glory, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be upon you and remain with you always. Amen.